I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Results from this year's point-in-time homeless count show a decrease in the number of unsheltered people in Colorado Springs. To be unsheltered, a person must be living outdoors, not in a shelter or emergency housing, for example. That number went down by 13%. Andy Phelps is the Homelessness Prevention and Response Coordinator for Colorado Springs. He says the lower number is something to celebrate.
Because whenever people are no longer unsheltered and they are inside of a safe shelter, it means that lives are being saved.
Phelps says he can't directly correlate the decrease to the recent addition of new low-barrier shelter beds in the city, which allow admittance regardless of sobriety, but he says it likely had an impact. Overall, more than 1,500 people were found to be experiencing homelessness during the count in January, putting Colorado Springs at an average number per capita. A gigantic boulder that tumbled across a southwestern Colorado state highway last month will stay put. State officials plan to rebuild the highway next to it instead, which they say will save taxpayer money and possibly create a tourist attraction, as the boulder is the size of a house. It was the largest piece in a rock slide on Colorado Highway 145 near the town of Dolores. The boulder has been dubbed Memorial Rock since it fell on Memorial Day weekend. This week, Governor Jared Polis said the state will save about $200,000 by not blasting the 8.5-million-pound rock. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the total cost of fixing the road, adding a guardrail and cleanup, will be about $1.3 million. KRCC News.